Lord. Ho, 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 ho. C-H-R-Y. Many times I have to fall on my knees and pray, so that I can overcome obstacles in my way. My people being robbed and killed for material things. Well, brainwashing and plagiarizing is their forte.
Greetings, Toronto. You're in tune to Radio CHRY. And you know why. Because 105.5 keep the music alive.
And we are back here on News Now Thursday. Joining me on the line to talk about G8, G20 community mobilization is Leslie Wood. Welcome to the show, Leslie.
Thanks, Candace.
Maybe we can begin by introducing yourself. Who are you and why are you here on the show today?
Sure. My name is Leslie, and I am with the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, but I'm also been involved in the Community Mobilization Network, which is the bringing together the networking of a lot of different organizations in the city around the G8, G20 summits that are going to be happening at the end of June.
Maybe you can tell us a bit about G8, G20. What do those letters and numbers mean?
Fair enough. The G8 is the eight most economically powerful countries on the planet who've been coming together for the last 30 years or so to discuss issues of shared concern. This is being replaced by the G20, which is the larger group of the 20 most economically powerful countries on the planet who have been meeting for the last few years, and their concerns are largely organizing the global economy. So whereas the G8 has a longer list of agenda items, including things like debt and child poverty in Africa, this sort of thing, the G20 has been specifically around the group of the leaders plus the IMF and World Bank, who get together to talk about regulating the global economy, and now also talking about climate change, given the failure of the talks that took place in Copenhagen.
And so G8 and G20, they are both planning to meet here in Southern Ontario in June.
That's right. So the G8 is going to be meeting up in Huntsville, and that has been planned for a few years. And the G20, which is the larger body, is going to be that. So the G8 is meeting the 24th of June. The G20 is going to be meeting here in Toronto, down at the Convention Center, on the 25th and 26th of June. And so this is going to mean a huge convergence of politicians, government leaders, translators. 5,000 members of the international media are going to be coming for this convergence about how to organize the global economy down at the Convention Center. So,
what do you think Torontonians can expect during these summits that are taking place in Southern Ontario? I mean, if we think about prior meetings in other places, what sorts of things go on?
Every time these collections, I mean, these are bodies that don't have any. It's not like the UN or something, right? It's not. There's no democratic process of influencing these bodies. They're informal meetings, but they're very, very influential on policy. And every time the G8 or the G20 have met, there has been resistance, and that's been going on for 20 years. So every time people come together to use those spaces as an opportunity to say, hey, dudes, you're not actually making decisions in the interests of ordinary people, right? You're not making decisions about actually reducing poverty. You're not actually making, making decisions that are going to respond effectively to global AIDS. You're not making decisions around that are going to actually lead us towards climate justice. And so what I think we can expect is that being an opportunity for organizations and ordinary people in the city to be like, hey, we have actually different models, different ideas about the world that we want. You're also going to see a major security operation. So the last G20 summit in Pittsburgh had tanks rolling through the streets with various kind of sound weapons. You're going to see probably fences. They're saying a security perimeter that goes as far up as Queen Street. And hopefully not, but you probably are going to see some social cleansing that takes place. So when the G7 met in Toronto in 1988, there was a scrubbing of all the graffiti, a removal of homeless people, harassment of anybody on the street, in order to kind of create an image of this kind of perfect model city. So it's going to be a really serious disruption of people's lives in the city, and to what end? So you're also going to see a real bringing together of different communities to say, hey, we want something different.
Mm-hmm. And so the Community Mobilization Network has been meeting now for at least several weeks to mobilize around the G20 summit. So I was wondering if you could maybe describe some of the organizing that's been taking place so far.
Sure, absolutely. So actually, we started the process that has kind of come into the Community Mobilization Network started quite a while ago, where community groups in the city, folks who are working with tenants, poor folks, different ethnic communities, were saying, hey, how are we going to respond to the economic crisis? And then it became clear that the summit was arriving in Toronto, and that became the focus of a lot of people's activities. So since December, there have been monthly meetings that have been getting larger and larger, over 100 people each one, people coming together. So representing church groups, representing poor people's organizations, representing student groups, environmental groups, coming together to learn about the network. The network has formed now different committees that are off kind of organizing. So the committee that's working on media and communication upsides, that sort of stuff, setting up a way for different organizations that are coming to communicate actively and get various messages out. There's a committee that's working on logistics. So, you know, how are we going to work together? How are we going to make sure that folks have adequate child care if they want to participate in any sort of demonstration or any sort of workshop or any sort of training that's taking place? There's a committee that's working on making sure that different actions don't compete with each other, that they're not at the same time. So there's an action committee. And there's an education and outreach committee, which is going developing workshops to bring into people's workplaces, in their classrooms, and into community centers, and be like, "Hey, this is what the G20 is." And I think it's easy for the G20 to seem, or the G8 to seem, something that's big and abstract and not connected to people's lives. But I think the goal of the community mobilization is to say, "This is where the decisions get made that mean the school down the road got canceled, that the air is toxic, that we're not having enough to eat, or that not enough social assistance or housing." You know, that this is actually where a lot of decisions get made that break down right down to the policy and the lives that we live today.
Would you say that people are coming together under like a single banner? What do you think is bringing people together, I guess, to mobilize against the G20 summits here in Toronto?
Well, I mean, these summit protests are often, people have a clearer sense of what they're against and not necessarily a shared sense of what they're for, because people have different ideas about what they want in the world, and how that would come together. So people are coming together about a shared opposition, but also a shared sense of how to work together. So one of the things that I find most exciting about the mobilization is that it's groups that are working together, labor unions, you know, community groups, student groups, that have never worked together or haven't worked together in years. And so it's a real opportunity for cross-fertilization and a recognition that even if people don't agree about what the most important issue is, about, you know, how exactly to make change, they're coming together because they're like, hey, all right, this is the time for us to talk, and so that we come out of June with a stronger city and with a stronger sense of how to get justice, all the different kinds of justice. There is a discussion that took place about a month and a half ago about trying to come up with a shared theme for the actions. And, I mean, really what it came down to, people were proposing all sorts of things, but what it came down to is justice, you know, which is a very, in some ways it's very general, but it is enough for us to come together and start to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of work to do between now and June, I guess.
Sure is.
What can we expect from the Community Mobilization Network between now and then?
Well, I think what we want to do is provide the spaces for people to, from different movements, to talk to each other, to strategize, to come up with, and to develop bonds between the different movements in the city. What can people expect? Because it depends where you are. Hopefully what you're going to see is information about how these big institutions connect to on the ground, how, you know, the decisions that get made by Harper, who sees this as a real opportunity to highlight, like, how successful his strategy, his approach is connected to what's going on in your local neighborhood. So you're hopefully going to see workshops, you're hopefully going to see posters, you're hopefully going to see people talking about it, people kind of building their analysis, figuring out how they might be connected to this mobilization. And you are probably also going to see mobilization in terms of the police and the media, definitely not good media like you guys, but a lot of fear-mongering. And that's something that I worry about, and that's why I think it's important for us to talk about why we're there, and that this is not some big scary thing where people from outside are coming to invade the city, right? This is people in Toronto who will be joined by folks from around the world, you know, having an opportunity with 5,000 of the international media to say, hey, this is not the model we want.
Mm-hmm. I can just expect this question coming up down the road when we take a look at mainstream reports. So, you know, let's ask it now. How will we respond to claims, you know, from probably the federal and provincial government officials that TO's hosting of the G8 and G20 summits is a good thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it depends how they're going to frame it. At this point, it seems to be framed that we're going to show off Canada as a model of economic stability in the midst of an economic crisis. I think a lot of people are going to pretty easily see that as a bit of a sham. But there is, I mean, already work being done. So Harper is saying that he's going to focus the G8 summit on working on issues of maternal health. Well, maternal health is hugely important, but that's not really the main priority of the agenda. So I think people are going to see through it, partly because of what gets said, but partly also because this is coming out of our pockets, right? The funding for the security, the disruption of our lives, this is huge, huge bucks, and this is coming out of the city budget, this is coming out of the federal budget. We're paying for this summit to arrive here. And I think that a lot of people are going to recognize that what are we actually going to get from this? It's not the ordinary people. We're not going to actually benefit from this. The folks who are going to benefit are the folks who always benefit, who are making decisions about regulating the global economy so that their bottom line stays solid. This is not about saving jobs. This is not about making decisions so that people's lives are better, that they keep their homes. No, this is about profit.
Okay, and so there is a meeting coming up this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
at 11 a.m. at Steelworkers Hall, which is located on Cecil Street downtown.
That's right, the Dynan College.
Yes, and maybe you could also give us a bit of a rundown of the plan, the schedule of events.
Schedule of events, absolutely.
For June.
So, yeah. The week starts on the weekend before the summit. And so that's the 18th and 19th of June, and there'll be some sort of a big public outdoor event on the on the 18th. And what's happening on the 18th and 19th of June is the People's Summit. And so this is going to be workshops and presentations and skill sharing, discussions of how this, you know, the various issues break down. And that's going to be taking place in different locations around the city. It's not organized by the Community Mobilization Network, but we're in constant contact, and that's organized by a wide range of groups. So 18th and 19th is the People's Summit. Then from the 20th, during the week, the 20th to the 24th, is our different theme days are proposed. So it depends on whether or not an organization comes forward. So there's one group, Defenders of the Land, who said that they want to do a day on Indigenous sovereignty and justice. So there's going to be a day on that. There's probably going to be something on climate justice. So there'll be different theme days, but those are still being figured out, whether or not groups are going to take that on. On the 25th, which is the Friday and the first day of the G20 summit, there's going to be a march of this being organized by Toronto community grassroots organizations from Jane Finch, from downtown, different ethnic communities, that is going to start in Allen Gardens at 2:30 and then go throughout the city and an attempt to bring the local stuff really into the global arena. And then on the 26th is going to be a large march and rally. I believe it's a march and rally. I think the details are still being worked out. That's being called by the Canadian Labor Congress. And so that's going to be you know, gorgeous time of year, big, beautiful, and for folks that are working 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, that might be a space that they want to go to. The Sunday, the 27th, it's still a little bit unclear. Different actions are being proposed at this point, so we're going to see what happens there.
Well, great, Leslie. Thanks so much for your time, for joining us here on News Now. I'm wondering if you have any final thoughts or comments that you would like to share with our listeners about the Community Mobilization Network.
Just think about coming to a meeting. Think about checking out our website, g20.torontomobilize.org. And don't be put off by the idea of the G20 being some sort of big abstract thing. This is about everyday politics. This is about our lives. And this is just a great opportunity to actually kind of try and come together and mobilize around making our lives better.
Great. Thanks so much.
Hey, take care.
Thanks. You are listening to CHRY 105.5 FM News Now, Thursday,